A state historical marker in the front yard of an old red brick home that sits on U.S. 27 in Fountain City is the only thing that directs visitors to the Levi Coffin House, once a stop on the Underground Railroad that helped direct slaves to freedom in Canada. In spring of 2016, that house will be paired with a new interpretive center that will showcase more about Levi and Catherine Coffin and the more than 3,000 people they assisted.
You all have made history today because you have made winners of the legacy by those slaves and by Levi and Catherine Coffin. This day, in this small town, we demonstrated that Indiana is a model for racial equality.
Robin Winston heads the Soul Seeking Safety Campaign to fund the museum's expansion. Through federal and state grants and local donations, the campaign has raised $2.7 million to build the new building. It will include additional exhibition space, a library, and a video theater to tell the coffin story. And because it will have bathrooms for visitors, something the historic home doesn't have, the site will be able to operate year-round. Museum officials say though they've raised enough to build the interpretive center, they're hoping to raise another $500,000 to fund more exhibits at the historic site. In Fountain City, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.